The Trump administration wants to bring back smaller tactical nuclear weapons. It reverses a trend started at the end of the Cold War to shrink the number of weapons and the sites where they're stored. America's nuclear arsenal is surprisingly easy to locate just using Google Earth.
There's a Minard Air Force Base up in North Dakota, more or less in the middle of the state. That's a big Air Force Base that has two strategic nuclear weapon systems.
Hans Christensen is a nuclear weapons expert at the Federation of American Scientists. He took me on a desktop tour of where the U.S. keeps its current weapons, including Minot's fleet of B-52 bombers.
I mean, you can actually see them right on Google Earth. It's right, there's a whole bunch of them waiting out on the tarmac.
Yeah, it's a busy base.
Before the last review in 2010, the U.S. kept nuclear weapons at a bunch of sites around the country. Minot was once on high alert.
You can see sort of a pattern of parking spaces that sort of looks like a Christmas tree. That used to be the alert area where the bombers would be until 1991. They would stand there with nuclear weapons on board.
Today, the Navy places missiles on submarines at bases in Georgia and Washington State. The Air Force operates a handful of bases with either missiles or bombers in the Midwest and Louisiana. Most of the rest of the U.S. arsenal is at Kirkland Air Force Base in New Mexico, an underground site barely visible from the air, across from a golf course.
In that storage facility, you have several thousand nuclear warheads that are stored.
The sites are easy to find for a reason, partly because of nuclear arms agreements, though this is also part of nuclear deterrence.
You need to tell people that you have them. You need to demonstrate and visualize that you have forces that are operating that are credible, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, you want to tell a little, but not everything.
The virtual tour doesn't stop in California or other states that once housed hundreds of weapons, even after the end of the Cold War. Naval Air Station North Island in San Diego was one of the last places that the Navy housed nuclear-tipped Tomahawk cruise missiles. They were placed on attack submarines. These tactical weapons were less powerful than strategic nuclear weapons. The U.S. retired almost all tactical nuclear weapons after 2010, but the Trump administration wants to bring them back, mostly to counter the Russians. Eric Gartsky with the University of California, San Diego, says Russia has kept its tactical nuclear weapons as a potential threat against NATO.
The threat of a small-scale, limited nuclear strike might intimidate NATO. And so that's the kind of card that they're willing to use.
Though for the U.S., Gartsky says smaller nuclear weapons could just make nuclear war more tempting.
What tactical nuclear weapons allow us to do is to go to and past the brink of nuclear war in places in which we're not willing to risk the fate of the nation.
Beyond the policy debate, Gartsky is trying to imagine where the new weapons might go. He says the fastest way to get them into service would be to put them on board aircraft carriers, the way they did during the Cold War.
We could see the carriers that are based here in San Diego, possibly in the future, carrying nuclear weapons out to sea.
Another route is to put them back on attack submarines like the ones ported in San Diego and Norfolk. Though these experts caution that new weapons will cost millions, and even with congressional support, it could easily take a decade to put new nukes in the field. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.